now at Banana Republic Factory, save big with 50 to 70% off the entire store. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses and polos starting at $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Create Loud, the podcast for creatives. My name is Cody Crabb, and with me is Rachel Robison.
Pleasure to be here.
It is, yeah, another week. So I was going to tell you, I had the most insane week this past week.
Why was it insane?
So I started the equivalent of a full-time job this week.
Oh, boy.
And it was very brutal because there's a lot of stuff that I had to do that I didn't know how to do. There's a lot of like learning things. My wife had to really step in and help with the baby because I couldn't really do much. And so I felt bad about that. And she just took over so many things. And so I have kind of blown up this week, my organization stuff. Like I've kind of retooled everything. And I kind of wanted to talk to you about that. We're diving right in this week.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because we're being efficient. That's the whole point. No, but I kind of redid how I organize everything. And it's really been nice this week. So I kind of wanted to share that with everybody and then kind of get your take on things as well.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. So basically, this is how I do things. I use all the Google things because I'm a Google boy.
Yes, he is.
And I insist on everything. We're like, we're doing a Google Hangout. We're using Google Calendar. Google Drive. Yeah.
You haven't used Google blah, blah, blah yet?
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Here's how I do everything. So there's an app called Google Tasks. It's a very simple checklist. I was getting bogged down because I used to use this one called Wunderlist and it wasn't free. It was like $3.99 a month or something, and it has a million features. Like it does everything you could possibly want it to do. And I was like, this is great, but this is maybe overcomplicated now. It started to get to the point where I was like, I don't know why I need all of this stuff. And so Google Tasks, literally all it does is you can have lists of tasks that you can check off. You can have subtasks within the main tasks. You can have different lists of tasks. So I can have one for work, one for home stuff, one for, I don't know, whatever else. And that's it. And then you can set like dates for stuff, but you can't set like time reminders and all that stuff. And what I've found is it's been really nice just to have a to-do list for that day. So I'll just create a due date for all the tasks I need to do on a certain day. And that has been so simple and easy. And I haven't had to do reminders of every second of my day is scheduled out and stuff like that. So that's been really good. Do you have any kind of similar apps or stuff like that that you use?
I just use my iPhone, like
the reminders thing.
Yeah. Cause you can like have a list of like all these things you can check off, but you can also set a reminder or, you know, stuff like that.
That is really good.
You can also mark, like, the priority of the task, too, which I kind of like.
That's super nice.
You prioritize it by exclamation points. So if it's 3 exclamation points, and that's pretty important. So, yeah, but that's all I do.
That makes me nervous. That's too many. Like, 3 exclamation points sounds like I have to do it in the next 30 seconds or the Earth is going to explode.
And you know what? It just might, but
it's 3 exclamation points.
Yeah, but like I really like it because I have like different lists for things that I've got, you know, like my piano teaching.
Yeah.
And then other stuff.
It's just different sections of your life. Yeah. That was what I was really looking for when I was looking for one of these to-do list apps, because I liked having all my stuff grouped together. But I really like kind of segmenting them into different parts of my life. I would say I have work stuff. So like all my stuff I did for this new full-time job thing this week, all the stuff I do for writing music, all the stuff I do for editing mm-hmm. podcasts, like all that stuff is like work to me. But then I also have like, you know, I got to clean the gutters and I need to do the laundry and like stuff like that. I like to have that separated, but also on an equally important list. So that's kind of what I've been using for that. So I also supplement that with an Excel document. And, you know, Excel is like one of those things where it can do anything as long as you can figure out how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have like a list of people I need to follow up with. I have a list of people to reach out to, and I have a list of things that I'm currently working on. So it's like, it's a really long list. Like anytime I see, I'll be in like one of my Facebook groups for film or for anything, and someone will say, I need music for my film. Please reach out to this email address. And so I'll put that email address in my contact sheet. And then sometime later, I just plan on one of my tasks is go reach out to all those people or follow up with all those people. So that way I can just look at the date and say, oh yeah, it's time to follow up with them. So it seems really like complicated, but really it's just a big list with some dates and email addresses. And then I kind of write a short explanation of what they said.
Nice.
What's your process? Like, how do you stay organized when you have like 10 projects at once? How do you, is it, I mean, do you base it all in kind of that priorities in the iPhone app, or is there something along other lines that you use?
Well, in addition to the iPhone app, I made a little like dry erase board thing that I hang like right by my keyboard. I'm actually pretty proud of it. It's really cute. But I, you know, like I write the projects in order of priority that I've got going on, and and I utilize the 3! priority system. So one of my projects has 3 red exclamation points by it. but yeah, I mean, I really like that because physically writing stuff down helps you remember it better. But also being able to like see it. I mean, you guys saw my picture of like my workspace. It's my living room. So it's like, it's right here. Like I can't walk anywhere without seeing that and reminding myself like, oh yeah, I've got all these projects that I've got to do. I'm finding my groove currently. And so, I mean, so far that's what I've been doing is my iPhone reminders list and then like physically writing it down on a cute dry erase board that I made myself. Like that's, you know, also gives me incentive to pay attention to it more because I made it and I'm proud of it, you know? But yeah, I mean, like I started a new routine. I'm trying to reorganize myself anyway. So this is funny that you should ask that, Cody.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I feel like we kind of, the way we live our lives just happens to coincide enough to be like, let's talk about it this week on the podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. And so it's always... A lot of the times it's like really convenient to talk about it because
it
like,
really is. Yeah.
Well, this is my life. So. Yeah.
So walk us through your routine a little bit. Like what kind of stuff do you have like planned out? Is it like by times or is it like you do a list of things or how does it work?
Well it's current, I'm beta testing it right now. It's, gotcha. What I decided to do was like, you know, since I'm working from home, I'm my own boss. Like I decided to work my day around like, as if it were an actual full-time job. I'm going to try out working literally 9 to 5.
Wow.
And, you know, like treat it like a full-time job so that I know when to do what, right? Because, I mean, before I did that, I was like, well, I've got personal stuff I want to do, and then I got to figure out when to do all the work stuff. So, what should I do? And then I was talking to my husband, and he was like, set a work schedule. I mean, you're your boss, so like, schedule your employee, which is also you.
Yeah, if you were in charge of an employee, you wouldn't just say, yeah, come in whenever. Like you would make them do certain hours.
So. They'd like to never come in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean he didn't suggest 9 to 5, but he was just, you know, decide how many hours a week you want to work and then space it out that way. And so I was like, well, I really want to get the ball rolling, so let's do this 9 to 5 thing. Let's try that out.
My rebuttal to that, we're always being the devil's advocate here.
Of course.
That's like what we do.
Always.
But so why not just have like a list of tasks for the week and just get through those tasks and then just be done with those times? Is it like you could always find something to do? Is that what it is? Or is it?
Yeah. Cause I want to constantly be doing something Well, what I was going to say next was, like, so I've got that scheduled time of when I want to work, and then do the big tasks first. So, like, this big pending deadline I have for the web series I'm scoring, like, I got to do that first, you know?
Yeah.
With this work schedule that I'm trying out, like, if I don't have a big project I'm working on, then I want to be, like, looking at tutorials on how to implement audio into a game, or
sure, yeah,
reading, like, a ton of chapters from all these really good books that I have that are going to help me with mixing. And
or, hey, writing your own music, maybe.
That, even. Too. Yeah, like, doing mock-ups of scores to help me learn orchestration better. You know, like, there's stuff that I want to be working, regardless if it's, like, a paid gig or not. Like, I want to be working towards something, because
you're a better person than I am. I don't know if I could do that.
I'm testing it out. I don't know how well it's going yet. But, like, that's what I want to do. Like, that's how badly I want to...
Yeah.
You know, and the more time I put into this, something's going to come out of it. So I just...
Totally.
I really, really want to make this work.
One of the biggest upsides of freelancing is that you can choose your own schedule and, you know, do things as you want. Like, there's no sick time, and you can kind of do things as you want. But that's also the downside. Because if you're sick for 3 or 4 days, you have to just catch up. Like, there's no other option, because you freelance. Because, like, that's the only way to do it.
Yeah. And, I mean, I was saying that with my husband when we were talking about it. It was like, I mean, there's, like, a little bit of an upside to working from home when you're sick.
Because, of course,
like, you can still work on stuff. Like, if you have to stay home from your part-time job, like, you can't, there's literally nothing you can do. But, like,
that's true. You could, like, send some emails, like, contracts and things like that. There's always something you can do.
You may feel like crap when you're doing it, but at least you're getting something done.
And you could lay in bed with, you know, you could just be totally, well, and that's the other thing, like. So I've discovered that working from home is kind of way, way harder when you have a kid.
Ooh.
Well, and the reason is because I don't want to, like, if I just pretend that I'm at work, like you said, like, work 9 to 5 or something like that, I'm still right there. You know, it's not like I'm if I need help with the baby, like, I can't just pretend that I'm not there because I'm quote, at work. So, yeah, that wouldn't, I'm pretty sure that wouldn't go over very well. But we've been trying to find the balance between letting me shut out everything around me and being a legitimate good father and actually helping with the child. So that's the thing. I mean, my wife's still breastfeeding, and so there's, like, only a certain amount I can even do anyway. But it's tricky. It really is tricky. And I've been trying to find that balance as well. My routine has been kind of similar in a couple of ways, because a lot of the stuff that I've been doing has not, without kind of giving too much away, it's like kind of, I can schedule stuff. So I don't necessarily have to do everything right in the moment. I can work kind of any hours, which is what I've been discovering. And the cool thing about that is I can work, you know, I just have to pick a number instead of, like, a time. So what I've been doing is I've been kind of early in the morning. So my baby tends to sleep around, like, he goes back to sleep around 8 o'clock, and then he sleeps till, like, 10:30, something like that. So I've been really hammering it out in that couple hours in the morning. And then I watch the baby, you know, for a little bit. And then my wife kind of takes over, and I can have some time in the afternoon. But so that's, it's just kind of involuntarily, that's just kind of what's been happening. And so, I tend to start with one thing. I grab myself a Feisty Cherry Diet Coke TM, and then, I just get to work. And usually I start with something a little more, easy to kind of ease myself into stuff. So, like, if I have some emails to respond to or something like that, I'll, like, turn on, like, Netflix or something like that, and just let myself ease into stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's a task I already have to do. You know, it's going to be easier to just start soft.
Right. I mean, and that's why we shared a video, like, a while back, I think we shared it to our page. But, you know, the guy that was like, the secret to success is making your bed every day.
Yes. I know.
Yes, I know.
I agree with the concept, but not specifically making your bed, because what's the point?
Well, okay, well, let's agree to disagree on making the bed thing.
I will not budge on the making the bed issue.
Okay, well, I won't either. I think it's a very productive thing to do.
You know
do.
What? Let's Cody? Replace it. Let's replace it with something else. I will concede if you'll agree.
Oh my gosh.
How about eat breakfast every day?
Okay.
How is that like a reasonable like replacement?
I don't actually think so. No, like, because listen, the whole point of the whole making your bed concept is like you've accomplished something small, and you're like, if you start your day with that, you're like, wow, I've already done something great. Like, what else can I do?
Okay, but I just don't really believe in making your bed in the first place, regardless.
Okay.
Because, like, why are you making your bed?
It looks nice.
Who's going to be like, wow, you made your bed today? No, literally no one is ever going to see it.
Have you heard that Jim Gaffigan joke where he's like, I didn't know they were doing that well?
Oh, yeah, with the pillows. If you have a million pillows on your bed, yeah. And that's the thing, like...
No one's going to see it, but,
No. I fundamentally, adamantly disagree on this. This is I'm not budging on this.
Well, let's leave it up to the listeners. Do you make your bed?
It's pointless and you shouldn't do it.
Or should you just do it?
Drape your blanket out a little bit so that it's not gross, and that's it. That's all you should have to do. My dogs are going to mess it up anyway.
It doesn't matter.
I don't even use sheets. I'm not grown up yet.
You're not grown up yet.
No.
Well, when you... Ooh.
I actually read an article that said millennials are killing top sheets.
We're killing a lot of things, okay?
I know. We are responsible. We have a lot of blood on our hands, Rachel.
Whatever. I know.
I've read where we're not buying diamonds. I'm like, you know, we're all broke, right?
Why do you think that is?
I've read, you know, we're killing, what are we killing? We're killing, grocery stores, not grocery stores, like, supermarkets, like not supermarkets.
What's the difference?
We're killing department stores, like, like more like, Kohl's, like ones that sell multiple different types of clothes and like appliances, stuff like that. Yeah. We're killing those. We're killing... marriage. People are waiting longer to get married when they're younger, so we're killing marriage. We're killing a lot, and we're actually also killing divorce, weirdly enough.
Why? Because we're not even getting married in the first place.
But we actually, the millennials that get married have a lower divorce rate, weirdly
That's
enough.
That's good.
So maybe it's they're waiting longer to get married. How about that? No, but like,
yeah. Anyway,
it's true that we get blamed for a lot, but anyway, That's organization.
True. Going back to where we were. The whole point of bringing that up was just, you know, doing little tasks that make you feel accomplished already. And like in that, yeah. You know, you're setting yourself up for a higher success rate with your day because you're like, I've accomplished so much. What else? Like, let's keep this going because this feels really good.
Yeah. When I've said this before, when I have a to-do list, I write everything on that sucker. I put like, get your shoes on. No, okay, not to that level, but like... To that kind of stuff, though, like stuff that I probably shouldn't have to write down just because it feels so good to like,
yeah, exactly. Start checking.
If I have 131 items on my list and I check off like 25 of them before noon, I'm going to feel amazing.
You're like, man, I'm on a roll today. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, totally.
And I say before noon because usually I don't start working until like 11:30.
Hey, you do you, man. Like,
yeah,
that's funny. But yeah, like it's all part of just like finding your groove, like especially if you're a freelancer, because like I mean I follow this one she's like a fitness coach, and she talks about her routine all the time. She's like, I cannot start my day without my alone time meditation, and then right after that I get dressed for the day, and then I go do my morning chores in my kitchen, and then I sit down and I work, or you know, whatever. Like, she talks about her routine all the time. I mean, she talks about how it seriously just like sets the tone for your day. Like when you, you know, start the day the way that you want to and stuff like that. Like it's, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
it's, you know, just finding your like routine that's gonna work for you. Right. So like, I mean, if you'd rather, you know, first thing you do every morning is work on your projects. And then when you finish that, then reward yourself with some me time or whatever, then, you know, that works for you too. Like, it's echoing what I say all the time, is doing what works for you, because it's different for everybody. you know? So making my bed is very important to me. So I enjoy my pillows.
Well, and you're wrong about it, so.
Okay. Listen, I supported your opinion.
You are completely entitled to your definitely wrong opinion. It's fine.
Okay.
I did just read an article that is fascinating, and this is not going to be helpful in any way. I just find this absolutely hilarious, and I need to share it with someone, and it's about routines, okay?
Okay.
So, you know who Mark Wahlberg is, right?
I do. I always confuse him with Mac Wilberg, but that's another story for another day.
I mean, the name, I get
the name,
get
not
it.
The person. Yeah. They're completely different looking.
They're very different people.
The name. But anyway, Mark Wahlberg.
So he's, if you don't know who he is, he's an actor. He was in Transformers and some other stuff recently.
Yeah, he's great.
So he posted his schedule online recently, and it is the most insane thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Are you ready for this?
I think so.
Okay, we're going to laugh about All 24 hours of this is funny. Okay. So, what time would you think he wakes up? Because you're wrong.
3:00.
No, it's earlier than that.
No freaking way. What time does he wake up? Like 1 in the morning?
2:30 a.m.
2:30?
He wakes up at 2:30.
Mark.
Okay.
Okay.
So he wakes. Wow. Is I'm going to read what it says that he wrote he does, right?
Okay,
so,
read it.
2:30 a.m. is wake up and pray. So that's great. You know, man of faith, that's fine. But then 3:15 a.m. is breakfast. So it either takes him 45 minutes to wake up or 45 minutes to pray, which, wow. Wow.
Dedication. Okay.
So at 3:15, he has breakfast. I'm like, all right, cool. That's healthy. 3:40 to 5:15, he works out.
What?
Think how long that is.
What? Half an hour is too much for me.
Think how long that is. That's an insane workout.
Have you seen the guy though?
He is really ripped. That's fair. But yeah. So then, okay. Then at 5:30, he has a post-workout meal. It's 5:30 and he's already eaten twice, right?
Okay.
Okay. And then at 6 a.m., he takes a shower. And then at 7:30 a.m., he plays golf. So he showers for an hour and a half.
Well, wait, does that hour and a half include like getting ready and stuff? Or is
maybe,
it like strictly maybe. Showering?
He put shower. So I like to think that he literally just eats in the shower.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so and then at 7:30 a.m. he plays golf. So by 7:30 a.m. he has already eaten two meals, had like a 2-hour workout almost, and golfed by 8 a.m. That's insane. I'm not even awake by then most of the time.
No, definitely not.
Okay, well, get ready. It gets even more crazy.
Oh, no way. Okay, what's... Okay.
8 a.m., snack. Eaten three times by 8 a.m. That's insane. I guess when you work out that much, you have to eat, like, a ridiculous amount of food. But still. Yeah. Okay, then... 9:30 a.m. cryo chamber recovery.
What? Is that the freezing stuff?
Yeah, so I looked it up and it says cryotherapy is a procedure that involves standing in a chamber of up to -90°C for a couple of minutes.
Why?
Because any longer would literally kill you.
Oh, what the heck?
No,
I've heard of that.
So for a couple of minutes, and he does it until 11 a.m. So that's an hour and a half. So it should literally kill him by then.
Oh, what the?
I don't know if he just goes into his freezing chamber for a minute and then he just relaxes the rest of the time. But okay, it's 11 a.m. and he's already had easily a full day of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, yeah. So now it's 11 a.m. family time / meetings / work calls. So. That's just, wow. This man is the most productive man in the universe.
Yeah, holy crap.
So, 11 a.m., and then at 1 p.m., he eats lunch. So, we're up to, I believe, 5 meals now. And I didn't even take into account the fact that when I read snack earlier, it said also at 10:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. So, that's a total of, like, 6 snacks In total.
Wow.
Okay, now, here we go.
Oh,
so 2 p.m. is meetings and work calls. 3 p.m., he picks up his kids from school.
Aww.
Until 4 p.m.
So oh my gosh.
Their school is at least 30 minutes away because it takes a full hour. But this is my point. So he works from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. So, and then he has lunch in there. So he works 4 hours. He's worked 4 hours. Everything else has been kind of not working, really. I mean, it's like working out and stuff, I suppose. But Okay, 4 p.m., second workout.
What?
Yeah, he works out 2 times a day.
Why?
That's more times I work out in a year.
Same, like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, okay. So then 4 p.m., 5 p.m., shower again. He has 2 showers. And then at 5:30 p.m., it's dinner slash family time. Okay? So let me just point this out here. So 5 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., so that's 2 hours a day he spends in the shower, according to this schedule right here. If he just ate in the shower, he would save like 2 hours a day.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, and then this is the
And then
get ready. This is the craziest part. 7:30 p.m. bed. This man is in bed by 7:30 p.m.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so wait, he gets
up at 2:30. That's 7 hours of sleep a night.
Wow.
So he even gets more sleep than I do. Like
wow.
I think he's gonna live forever.
I think so too.
Like, who has time?
What the heck?
So this is what I mean when I say things like you have time to do stuff, you just don't realize it. That's what I mean. If I told you, oh yeah, I'm gonna eat 7 meals, I'm gonna work out twice, I'm gonna have a 3-hour shower, I'm gonna golf, and I'm gonna do 4 hours of work, you'd say, okay, that's a week's worth of stuff right there. That's what it sounds like on paper, but he does that in one freaking day.
Wow, that is interesting.
But do you see, do I think that's going to help anyone listening to this? Of course not. But it's insane. It's the craziest thing I've ever read. I cannot believe it.
That is very interesting.
Yeah.
The only way I think it could help any of our listeners is like, hey, listen, that works for Mark. But figure out what works for you instead.
You know what? Your thing, like me, might be never sleep ever unless your body makes you. And then just coast on no sleep for your whole life until you die.
Yeah. See, there you go.
As Leslie Knope's grandmother says, you can sleep when you're dead. I actually say that all the time.
I know you do. And you shouldn't say that.
I should not say that. But you will sleep a lot when you're dead. No, but... This is a terrible way to put this because we have an entire episode about self-care and that's definitely not the impression I want to give that's not important because it is important. I just don't make it important in my life, which I should. But anyway, there is actually a good reason I shared that, and that's because everyone has, like you said, has a different schedule that's going to work best for them. Your thing might be, you might be the worst morning person ever, and then
literally
in the evening, like, you start getting really productive and stuff, and maybe yours is like the reverse of him. Maybe you sleep really late, but you stay up, you know, mm-hmm. until the early morning. So it all depends on what works best for you. So that's kind of, I would say that's probably our action item for this week. Examine your schedule, see where you can trim the fat, and then find a system for like to-do lists and things like that works specifically for you. I recommend something a little simpler that you just check you plan on checking every day, and then you plan a day to do it, not necessarily a time, although some people work really well having like a calendared schedule and everything like that. So just figure out something that works for you. If you find something especially awesome, we want you to share it with us and the rest of our listeners.
Mark Wahlberg's schedule just goes to show, like, if there's stuff that you want to do in your day, it's possible to make time for it, even if you have to get up at 2:30 to do it. But like, yeah, if it's important enough to you to like put in your schedule, you can make time for it.
That's true. And I also find it interesting that I didn't see, you know, acting in movies in this schedule anywhere.
Yeah, what the heck?
I mean, I assume he does that at some point, but it's not in the schedule. Is that work meetings? I don't know.
I have no idea. Maybe it like changes when he's doing a movie.
That's how could it not? Because it's like, all right, I'm going to go to bed. It's like, we have to shoot a night scene, Mark. It's 7:30.
I was going to think of some funny joke to insert, but it didn't work out. Dang it. Anyway, we do have a Facebook group. It's called Creators Connect by Create Loud Podcast.
Yes.
And that's the perfect place to share, just like we say.
Yeah. Share your routine, share your to-do list, genius to-do list system that uses 12 apps and costs $50 a month, but it's hashtag totally worth it.
Totally worth it. And and if you have a schedule similar to Mark's, we want to know how that's working out for you.
Yeah, if you have an insane schedule like that, I want to laugh right at your face about it.
That'll get him to join, Cody. Well, good job.
Don't get me wrong. I am floored that anyone could keep something like that up. I admire him so much for it, but I am so insecure about it that I just have to laugh or else I'm just going to cry instead. Because my schedule is like, it's just chaos. I don't have certain hours. I don't know what time I wake up. I'm just like,
what's
it's
the
just,
phrase for that? Flying by the seat of your pants.
Yeah.
I don't even know what day it is.
I literally don't know what day it is right now.
It's Friday.
I was like, I'm trying to get some landmarks in here somewhere. I got nothing.
Let's see. We definitely had a Monday already. Anyway, so speaking of which, we post our episodes on every Monday, and you'd know that if you followed us on social media.
Yeah.
We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You just follow @createloud.
Yes.
And I really want to know if you make your bed. So what you need to do is email us at podcast@createloud.org. And do you think it's a waste of time? Do you think it's a productive thing? A productive way to start your day? Like, this is very important. Grant, I definitely need your input on this.
Do you correctly think that no one should ever do it and there's no point?
Or
we want to know.
Or not. So yeah, just let us know.
Okay, but in the meantime, see you next week.
Keep on creating.
Right now at Banana Republic Factory, save big with 50 to 70% off the entire store. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses and polos starting at $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Right now at Banana Republic Factory, save big with 50 to 70% off the entire store. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses and polos starting at $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.